From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. On July 1st, President Donald Trump said that painting the phrase Black Lives Matter on New York's Fifth Avenue would be, and I quote, a symbol of hate, end quote. The Village of Catskill trustees the day before agreed the phrase was not right for their main street with a vote against such a display. Elsewhere in Greene County, Azrael Story said she got pushback initially from the town of Greenville as she was organizing an equality protest in support of Black Lives Matter there July 18. She spoke with WGXC this week about the town's reaction to her protest.
I did receive a slight amount of pushback initially from town officials. There was a $1 million insurance requirement put on my protest, which I had spoken with the ACLU, Civil Liberties Union, and they told me that that was pretty much null and void, the insurance requirement. So I did meet with the town yesterday, and we came to a peaceful resolution that the insurance requirement is not needed. We can use the town park to park, and as long as we stay on the sidewalk, you know, keep it nonviolent, keep it clean, and practice safe distance, you know, this should go off without a hitch.
On June 30th, the town of Rosendale put out a letter about how they were going to take action on police reform after a recent protest in Ulster County. The town says it will commit to, and I quote, beginning the process of forming a committee. This committee will work closely with our town board and police commission to actively review and revise our law enforcement policies, end quote. What the letter does not say is that this is mandated by Governor Andrew Cuomo's recent executive order. The New York State Police Reform and Reinvention Collaborative executive order requires New York cities, towns, and villages to develop plans that reinvent and modernize police strategies and programs by April 1st, 2021. In Hudson, officials are working out how they will cut 10% of the police budget there after Mayor Kamal Johnson's June 15th executive order. Johnson said the budget cuts will be worked out after he soon names members of the Reconciliation and Advisory Commission. Sergeant Christopher Filling, president of the Hudson Police Officers Union, AFNIP AFL-CIO Council 82, Local 3979, would only say that the budget cuts will be detrimental, even though what is being cut has not been announced. Michael Hoffman from the group Hudson for Social Justice said, and I quote, defunding the police also means reinvesting in programs for the mentally ill, for senior care programs that have been slashed, the youth program, social program, and housing, end quote. Meanwhile, 4th Ward Alderperson Malachi Walker and 2nd Ward Alderperson Tiffany Grazia want a 20% police budget cut. Hudson Police Chief L. Edward Moore said he wants the force to remain the same size. Moore said, and I quote, the size of the department is not something we pull out of thin air. We are at capacity to handle what is placed on our doorstep, end quote. Protests continue July 2nd in Saugerties with a 5 p.m. Together as One event at Canteen Field. Sarah Tapton is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Longtime Greene County Highway Superintendent Robert Van Valkenburg has retired. Van Valkenburg announced his retirement on June 8th and finished his last day of work on June 29th. He will be replaced by Deputy Highway Superintendent Scott Templeton. Van Valkenburg said, and I quote, I'm planning to enjoy a much lower stress lifestyle, play a lot of golf, work around my house, and spend some time with my bride, end quote. Van Valkenburg had planned to retire in April, but the pandemic delayed his plans. He says he feels confident leaving the department in Templeton's hands. Templeton has served as Deputy Superintendent since October 2018. Van Valkenburg served as Deputy Superintendent under Gary Harvey for 16 years. Together they ran the Highway Department during Hurricane Floyd in 1999, Tropical Storm Irene in 2011, a tornado in 2003, and a fire at the Catskill Transfer Station in 2005. Harvey said, and I quote, on our watch, we had a lot of different catastrophes. I wish him a long, healthy, and happy retirement, end quote. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Benjamin Fairnow is reporting for Newsweek. The U.S. Labor Department said a technicality may cause many Americans to have their $600 of weekly unemployment benefits cut off a week earlier than expected. Distribution of the unemployment benefits stipulated in the CARES Act is scheduled to end Friday, July 31st. For many of the 33 million Americans collecting some form of unemployment benefits, including residents of New York, the final day to receive the extra $600 will be the week ending July 25th or July 26th. The Labor Department has cautioned final payment may come a week earlier than the calendar suggests. Following those final July dates, unemployment benefits will revert back to pre-coronavirus pandemic levels. Just under 1.5 million workers filed New York State unemployment claims last week, marking the 14th week in a row in which the number of claims filed has surpassed 1 million. An additional 728,000 Americans filed for benefits from the Pandemic Unemployment Assistance Program, which covers self-employed and independent contractors. In the U.S., currently, one in five workers has either received or recently applied to receive unemployment benefits as the pandemic pushes into late summer. Congressional lawmakers do not have any plans for additional federal unemployment benefits beyond July 31st. And you can read the full story at Newsweek.com. Nick Reisman is reporting for State of Politics. The State University of New York will temporarily suspend SAT and ACT testing requirements for the 2021-22 cycles as the coronavirus pandemic has disrupted the traditional school schedule for students. The Board of Regents has also moved to expand the public college and university system application fee waiver to include active military, their spouses, and their dependents. SUNY campuses will not require SAT or ACT standardized testing for rising high school seniors enrolling in bachelor degree granting campuses. The move will apply for the spring of 2021, fall of 2021, and spring of 2022 cycles only. SUNY campuses will consider scores for students who haven't taken the examinations as part of their review. And you can read the full story at nystateofpolitics.com. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, and COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.